This conference will.
Today's topic that I want to talk about came up because it really came up because of a reality check I did over the weekend when I was up in Minneapolis. Great time, by the way. Thanks to all of you guys. You Minneapolis group were terrific. We had some great meetings up there, great training on Saturday, and hopefully imparted a lot of good information to all of you guys up there and just had a lot of fun with it. But part of it was coming across some people over the weekend, too, that just kind of, they were kind of stuck. And that's what I wanted to talk about. So I felt in my heart of hearts as I started digging through how some of these people were stuck and some of the people, you know, were feisty and kind of in a direction. I started thinking about what is it about some of us that we get caught up in all of our stuff. And I went back to something I was taught and trained on 10 years ago, and it comes from the Zen background, but it's not, you don't have to look at it as Zen. I know some of you go, oh, I don't want to do Zen. Well, you know, there's a lot of great ideas and great concepts and different philosophies out there and different approaches to life and different spirituality that are not contrary to necessarily our Christian, if that's your ilk, but they just give us learning ideas about how to be a better you. How can we be a better you? And one of the things that's at the basic core of the Zen world is what's called the beginner's mind. So I thought I'd just talk about cultivating the beginner's mind because it really helps us release a lot of anxiety and release a lot of craziness that we bring into our lives, we attract into our lives, because we consistently take positions that we don't necessarily, there isn't a black and white to that position. There might be some things in your life that are black and white. For me, some of those things might be my walk with the Lord is black and white. But outside the realm of that, there's very little black and white. Just like when you talk about immigration, you talk about healthcare, you talk about XYZ, there's very little black and white. These are very complex issues. There's very complex ideas and very complex concepts out there that you can't dismiss in one sentence or three sentences or 10 pages or 20 pages. It's not, they're complex. They have so many intertwining concepts, and so we need to look at where do we walk in life and start cultivating more openness to hear, to be open to hear different things that are around us so that we're not so absolute set in our ways, coloring things black and white and trying to see it, that there's more out there to be had and more out there for us to grow. Because I look at beginner's mind as a 100% growth concept. It's about how do I grow into being the best I can be. That's what beginner's mind means to me. So if we start off with in talking about beginner's mind, I love there was an article written about beginner's mind, and it talked about a Japanese kind of a Zen master. He had somebody come in to talk to him and he started pouring him coffee, and he never stopped pouring it. Even as the cup was full, he kept pouring the coffee, and so it was spilling all over the place. And of course, the guy watching it was like, the scholar was going, stop, the cup is overflowing. No more will go into it. And the master looked at him and said, like this cup, you are full of opinions and speculations. How can you learn until you empty your cup? And that's a meaningful concept for us because we can't grow. It is about growth, and it is about learning more and grabbing more. And until we empty our cup, we're going to be, you know, stopping growth. And for some of you, you remember me training on, if you've been in my pathway class or my map class, we talk about blank slate listening. Very much the same principle, but that's just a listening style versus incorporating it as an overall kind of approach. The blank slate is beginner's mind because blank slate says you strip yourself of all things, your preconceptions, your judgments, your attitudes, your own, and you listen to somebody and clearly be with them to hear what they have to say and not always be in judgment about right or wrong, which is our normal listening behaviors. You're right if I agree with you, and you're wrong if what you say doesn't agree with what I know. And that's typically how we listen as Americans. We step into that all-knowing setup instead of being open to hear what that person might have to say. So the beginner mind is a concept about being a beginner is a concept of kind of coming from an empty mind, ready to learn, open to all possibilities. And if you think about a child, that's probably the best kind of analogy you can bring to beginner's mind is to relate back to being a child. What do you have in your mind as a child when you're, you know, 2 and 3 years old? You don't have a huge amount of data collected in your brain. And I remember as a child, I clearly, when I was reviewing this, I was kind of laughing to myself because I clearly remember as a child being frustrated by the fact that I didn't have accumulation of knowledge. I would get frustrated that I couldn't analyze something because I didn't have the depth of knowledge or experience or something to paste it onto. But the reality was that it allowed me to absorb what was out there from a total blank slate. It allowed me to take in things that were around me and not be in total judgment around them. So that's a child. A child takes on, and that's another reason why children are so programmed by their parents. A lot of the beliefs and the programs that enter into a child come between the ages of 4 and 8 years old, they say. In fact, they say like 80% to 90% of who we become is structured in those 4 years. Those are formative years for us to develop our beliefs and our programming, you know, and develop our expectations, all those kind of things. That's what happens. And who are we exposed to the most at those time periods? Our parents. So the beginner mind is going back to being that 2-year-old child and just kind of having that blank slate, ready and willing to learn, open to all possibilities. And really, instead of throwing things out and constantly in contrast and with or conflict with a person that's trying to open our eyes to something new. In contrast to beginner's mind, another way to understand beginner's mind is to contrast it and with the expert mind. And the expert mind is a mind that lures us into thinking that we really know it all. We no longer welcome new ideas and change. We become closed-minded. We stop learning. And through the process of closed-mindedness, stop learning, we stagnate, of course, because we can't grow from that posture. Just like from taking a posture of listening to people from, I'm going to listen to you, and I'm going to tell you whether I agree or disagree with you. When you take that position, there's no growth that can be had as well. So we stagnate ourselves. So that's the expert mind. And when I see people play devil's advocate with me sometimes and they throw things out and they go, well, I'm just playing devil's advocate. I sit back and in my heart of hearts, I go, wow, I just wish they could come with a beginner's mind to open, because otherwise it's constantly, this is what I think, and it's always a battle. It becomes always a battle. And that allows you, how does this apply in your network marketing business? I think it applies in a huge way because first and foremost for you in prospecting, but also in you in trying to educate people. One of the characteristics, if you look at what are the most important characteristics of finding a business builder in your downline, is you want to find somebody who's educable. And beginner's mind is very much part of that process. A person who comes from expert all the time is not very educable, and you know you've come across them. You've had them in your organization. You've tried to sign some of these people up. They want to tell you what an expert they are in network marketing because they might have been in 7 other network marketing companies before, and maybe that was one of the joys I had of getting involved in network marketing because I'd never been in it before. So I truly came in with a total beginner's mind. I mean, I had no clue. I'd never been exposed. I'd never been in another one. I looked around and thought just frontier brains and intelligence, I could make this happen because I was watching people with 8th grade education, not 8th graders, but people with 8th grade education achieving phenomenal results. So clearly with all my education and intelligence, I should be able to just take this and run with it and be successful. And I was so wrong. So part of that wasn't being a beginner, coming from beginner's mind. Part of that was an assumption about myself and my intelligence. But then I sat back and I said, okay, I want to learn from the masters. And I took up that approach of beginner's mind. Teach me from day one. Give me the ABCs. That's why the John Kalinch book was so big for me, about how to be the best you can be in MLM, because it was step one, step two, step three, step four. And I still recommend that book to people who are looking for a step-by-step process of how to build a network marketing business. So, and you can incorporate, you can take that step-by-step and incorporate the MAP program as well within that. But it just, it was logical to me. It gave me a logical step-by-step process. So but having beginner's mind is critical. It's critical for us to, in our learning how to do network marketing, so we don't bring the baggage of what we've had and experience in the past, which is really intriguing because a lot of people, you know, they'll come up and they'll tell you, well, I've been in this, this, and this, and, you know, and this didn't work over here, and this didn't, and you go, and you just go, and it, I feel so sorry. I feel badly because I sit back and I hear this, and I go, they're bringing all their baggage to this new experience in network marketing. And so using beginner's mind with some people, if you can help educate them on what beginner's mind is and allow them to step into it, give them the freedom and direction on how to step into it, you're going to create better results for that person because if they bring all the baggage they had in their prior network marketing experiences to Manatech, they're going to create the same result. It's the classic concept of think that you're going to do the same thing over and over again and things are going to change. You're going to create different results. It doesn't happen. So the idea is that you want to have that beginner's mind and help people develop that as they get involved in Manatech from a new prospect perspective and from a pure educable concept of educating people and taking them, moving them forward. Why is it that we lose our beginner's mind from being a child? What is it that causes us to lose that concept of beginner's mind or intrigue and our consciousness around, you know, waking up to what's happening around us? Why is it that we lose that? And if we look back and look at the circumstances that cause us, it's the same thing I brought up about me when I was a child, the frustration I had that I didn't have the wealth of knowledge upon which to analyze everything that happened around me. And it's our need to rationalize, our need to have answers, our need to know. And that drives us in an incredibly significant way. It drives us so much that we want to be in the know. We want to be that. We want to be the one to, who knows. We want to be, and I've come across a lot of people that I've coached and through the Pathway class, as well as my own people in my organization. And that was the driving force in their life, that they always wanted to be the know-it-all because they wanted to have all the answers for the people in their downline. That somehow made them feel better about themselves. It was a self-aggrandizement approach or self... and most of the people that are looking for that are people that have a lot of insecurity inherently. So they need that I need to be the one in the know because that gives me value instead of finding inherent value just in self. We somehow need this outside acknowledgement. And so we take on this need to know and be the know-it-all, and then we can promote ourselves in that realm. And it shows up in network marketing. And the people that have this approach to network marketing are not usually very effective. They wonder why they're not building a team and they're not building leaders around them because they're enabling instead of empowering. It really robs you of your ability to empower people to achieve great results around you and become leaders themselves. So, but it is our need to know. It's our preference that we're going to be knowledgeable and have the need to know, and we're going to use that knowledge at every opportunity to promote it. Now, does this mean that you shouldn't go out and learn things? Of course not. That's not what I'm saying. You're not hearing it right if that's how you hear what I'm saying. It means we collect information, but we're always remain open to learn more. We always remain open to hear more. We remain open to look at things in a different light. And what helped me come to this conclusion too, in this kind of concept of beginner's mind for me on a day in and day out basis, which you fight to work on the rest of your life, was the fact that almost all our attitudes and beliefs and our programs in our life come from what? They come from the experiences that we've had in our life, but we can only live one life. We only live our experiences. We only have so many hours a day, so many days on this planet, and everybody else has had a totally different upbringing, totally different educational background, experiences that they've had, so they can bring new light on any topic or discussion that we have. which is why we promote so much teamwork and working together in groups, because you're going to get a cross-section of opinions on things and insights that you can't supply yourself because you did not have the experiences other people had. And that's the value of teamwork and the value of working together and the value of remaining open to hear what other people might have to say. So so it's a goal that we need to set for ourselves, that we remain open to that, because we honor that people do have different experiences and they come to different conclusions. And what makes ours right for us may make it totally wrong for somebody else. And maybe if we heard what their experience were, we might make a change in how we think about something, because we didn't have those same experiences, so we don't come from that knowledge. So the other aspect of coming from, not coming from beginner's mind, when we come from this all-knowing type attitude, we build great expectations about things around us and things in life, and this can really cause us problems. In fact, they say our unmet expectations, the number one reason for depression and disappointments in this world, are our unmet expectations. We put expectations on lots of things. We stand out and we expect one thing and it doesn't quite always happen like that, or we think something ought to be like this. Whenever you get into that ought to be, when you start using that kind of language, stop and just make that be a big red flag that you're stuck in that know-it-all place. Instead of, how do I respond to that when something happens and it's a surprise to me that something happens? And instead of being disappointed or saying, oh my gosh, well, release the expectation. You kind of come from releasing expectations and sitting back and just kind of looking at it, well, that's interesting the way that happened. And look at and take it in as the experience happens, take the experience in. You're going to be in a better place to be able to analyze it instead of taking it in and making it wrong or making somebody wrong or being angry or going into all the negative emotions that unmet expectations always yield for us. So it's just what it is. In that moment, it is what it is. And it's also true, you can look at this as well with your children. When children don't behave the way we expect them to behave, we get frustrated and angry, we discipline, we get all wrought up as parents, mostly because we look at them as a reflection of us. And we want society to think highly of us, so all of a sudden our reflections, our children, are ruining our reputation or something. It's just incredible. Or somebody might look at me as a bad parent if my child does this. We get brought up in all that. And I do a lot of coaching in this area, so I'm always kind of directing people to get them out of the picture. If you remove yourself from the picture and you just concern yourself with the focus at hand, which is in the moment, the child, and come from a beginner's mind, you're going to be more instructional and more open to, wow, isn't this interesting? And you're going to be more in a realm of discovery versus discipline, wrought up, negative energy, negative flow. So it becomes more of a area of more discovery. And you might find, you know, when you get into the discipline and the unmet expectations, frustration, the negative, all the negative stuff, you don't have much of a chance of discovery because you're not open to discover. But the beautiful thing about coming from a beginner's mind in these kind of realms as well is the fact that you might find that down deeper within the person that you're dealing with, whether it's your child or it's an associate or it's another person in Manatech, you're going to actually discover something more about that person that gives you tremendous insight. You're going to find more about your son or daughter that's going to give you tremendous insight, things that you weren't interested in hearing about. And the best way to build more love and build more is to have more appreciation for where that other person's coming from and understand what's causing them to tick or what is important to them and why they decided and where the core of the problem is, because it's never in the action itself. The core of the issue is somewhere else. We don't usually go into a discovery path because we get so frustrated with the action because, again, it's an unmet expectation. And we do the same thing with Manatech Associates. We do the same thing with the people in our downline, unmet expectations. We put expectations on people, and then we get frustrated because they don't show up. It's like inviting them to meetings, and they don't show up, and we get frustrated. instead of saying, well, isn't that interesting? I thought she said she was going to come, and getting back in touch and saying, you know, Sarah, and having a wonderful, insightful conversation about what it was. Isn't it more important that you find out? Some of you guys out there and with Manatech, you tell me, well, Mary Jo, I keep calling the person. I've left 10 new messages. They never get back to me. I don't go through that. And one of the reasons I don't go through it is, number one, I won't put myself through it. But number two, I try to have that open, ready to listen, non-judgmental, no guilt complex, with every person I deal with. I don't deal in the realm. I honor people from whence they come. I mean, if this is a decision they're making and they don't have an interest in it, then I honor them for the decision that they make. So it's a little different approach to take in network marketing versus pound them or chase them until I die. It's not what I do. It's not effective, and it's surely not effective for them either, because there's clearly a statement being made there. So there's got to be a place where you decide why am I chasing my unmet expectations and doing what I'm doing, and is it effective, or should I take a new approach? And that's why we want to do it. Now, the next part of the outline, I talk about why do we want to cultivate beginner's mind. And, of course, through discussing a lot of the issues I just talked about with regard to your network marketing business, there are a lot of reasons why you'd want to cultivate a beginner's mind, because the most important one is that you're going to drive more effective relationships with people. You're going to find yourself not being so judgmental and bringing all the preconceptions that you bring to the table. So in the Network Marketing Times, just this month, and it's not even out yet, I think it's just being shipped, but Josephine Gross talked about beginner's mind. She said, yet there's one more element to getting started right in network marketing and continuing to grow. And she specifically is talking about in network marketing, and that's called beginner's mind. She thinks it's imperative that network marketers take on beginner's mind. She doesn't see how network marketing works without it, because it's, again, the mechanism that gives you the best opportunity to build significant relationships with people. And you can explore and observe and become more open and ready and listen to what other people have to offer and how they can support your business and support their business. It doesn't just apply in the business. It applies everywhere. The world requires it, because everything's changing around us. Even our attitude towards social media. Some people will look at you and go, I'm never going to get involved in that, rah, 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 and you go, well, that's not a beginner's mind, is it? No. No. And they make all these reasons. I'm telling you, Manatech put out a new presentation, the one I gave a week ago Tuesday night, and in there it said that Facebook was the number fourth. If Facebook was a country, it'd be the number fourth country in the world. Well, just since the time Manatech developed that presentation, which is probably they started developing a month and a half ago, Facebook has now taken over the United States. There are over 400 million participants on Facebook. So it's become larger than, if it were a country, larger than the United States of America today. So to have preconceptions and judgments about it and not want to participate is just kind of forecloses you from moving forward. So come with beginner's mind, and maybe there's a possibility there for you. That's what we need to do. And I'm just as guilty as a lot of people. I haven't been active in it, but I'm now participating and going to try to take a new look at this, because I want to be part of the 21st century and doing business. 80% of the businesses in this world are doing business today in marketing through Facebook. Isn't that incredible? 80% using social media in promoting their business. 80%. So that's a huge statistic. So we really need to develop this beginner's mind and take a new look and open ourselves up to things and put our prejudgments, preconceptions aside. In fact, I suggest we try to not just put them aside, but maybe try to annihilate them. I mean, that's a better approach, right? Sometimes. And it doesn't mean that we can't take our past and use our past in a way of looking at the future, but we don't let our past control our future. It just is there are some materials out there that we can tap into, just like we can tap into other people for ideas and growth and whatever else. How do you cultivate beginner's mind? Well, there are a couple ideas out here, and I'm just going to spew those and let you read through them and decide how you might want to tackle it. In sitting and noticing the busyness of our mind, We can look at all the fixed views we have on things that we hold, the preconceptions that we have, and then maybe look at it and say, that's the awareness of them is the first step. As I always tell you, awareness is the first step to any change. And look at how to let them go. And one of the things that's part of the essence of Zen and the approach, and this it ties into the beginner's mind, is the statement, not always so. So we look at some of the things that we say, and we or with some of the things that we believe, and can we say that this is 100% true all the time and not always so? Not always so is a great statement to make about a lot of things that we carry in our brain, preconceptions about things, about people, about, you know, the prejudices we have, all these things, not always so. But we make assessments that way. Throughout your network marketing career, give each presentation as if it's your first presentation you've ever given. So everything is a new beginning. Look at, you know, when you go and talk to, I did this the other day. I said, okay, I'm going to step in and I'm going to treat this new prospect as if it's the first prospect I've ever worked with. So I set aside my whole approach that I've been using and just came with a new approach. And it was so refreshing. I can't even begin to tell you. We get so caught up in having to have to do something perfect that we try to fine-tune it. And sometimes it's refreshing just to start from scratch. Give the presentation as if it... Now, that doesn't mean you have to throw away all your data. It just means give the presentation as if it's the first time you've given it. Sometimes when we utilize the same presentation over and over and over again, we don't show the passion or the enthusiasm for it because we've done it so many times it becomes rote for us. So to come from beginner's mind and to start cultivating that, it's about, if this was the first presentation I'd ever given, what would it look like? Interesting thought, something to, you know, focus on for yourself. Rid your language of jargon. In other words, some of the slangs and some of the jargon we've picked up in network marketing really detract from people honoring and respecting our business. We don't see it because we're so entrenched in it, but others may see it. So start looking at the language that you're using and maybe simplify it and start using everyday language instead of some of our jargon that we've picked up to make us what? Look like we're knowledgeable or sound in the know. Again, it's that expert, that concept of expert mind versus beginner's mind. And, of course, be a silent, impartial observer as you listen to it. That's just blank slate listening. Terrific way to cultivate beginner's mind, blank slate listening. Start from no judgment, no preconception. Don't make them wrong. When they talk about USANA or talk about Juice Plus, don't make them wrong. I had that happen this weekend. Somebody was bringing up another network marketing company. I didn't make them wrong. I just talk about how do we differentiate ourselves from other companies. There are good products out there. There are a lot of good products in the marketplace. How do we, in fact, I did that training, as part of the training on Saturday was about how we differentiate. But it's not about making somebody wrong. And be open to hear. And then the last thing is see what is and do not try to change people. Your goal out there is not, you know, I talk about this in light of, you know, people have objections and they have things. Our goal isn't to change a person. Our goal is to feed them information that they could choose into or not choose into, or feed them information of what our insights might be on certain things. And be open for them to receive it or not receive it so that we're not cramming it down their throat. The results you're going to get when you start coming from beginner's mind and you truly develop this is going to be pretty awesome because when you come from such honor and openness with a readiness to learn, prospects out there will in turn feel safe to open up and expose themselves to what you have to offer because it's a place of vulnerability. Beginner's mind is a very vulnerable place. And that's another reason why a lot of people don't want to go there. They fight it because it's too vulnerable. They feel like, what if they convince me that I'm wrong on this? Well, if they convince you, then maybe you were wrong on it, right? It's intriguing, the feedback I get sometimes when I work with people around this concept. I mean, if somebody can easily convince you about something, then maybe it's something that you ought to be really looking at and saying, where did I come up with this idea? Right? So be open and ready to learn from people, and they're going to be ready to learn from you. Remember the whole concept of law of attraction. If we're not open and ready to learn, we're not going to have people around us be open and ready to learn. So it's a law of attraction. We attract who we are. So if you want to shift and start attracting more business builders, more people open, more people with beginner's mind, where do you need to start from? The beginner's mind concept yourself. Patricia Gross, I think, or Josephine Gross, in her article, she brought up the laws 4 and 5 of go givers, sell more, be real, and stay open. She said these are terrific results that you get when you get into beginner's mind. So if you're familiar with that book, Go Givers, Sell More, dig that book out and look at the laws 4 and 5. Shunryu Suzuki is one of the big Zen masters out there. He says, in the beginner's mind, there are many endless possibilities. In the experts, there are few. So if you come from beginner's mind, I'm going to suggest to you that you're going to have this ever-flowing concept of creativity and being able to tap into all of that instead of limiting yourself and putting boxes around the possibilities and problem and making your life based on probabilities instead of possibilities. So the idea is you'll become more creative. You'll be able a greater stream of consciousness and thought processes around what you can and can't do. Even just taking, I'll give you an example. Taking the concept of going into Manitex opening Mexico and going into the Hispanic marketplace, some of you immediately go into all this stuff. I hear it, and it's amazing to me. Well, they can't afford it. They can't do this. They can't do this. This can't do this. This is this. This is my whole center of who I am, of course, I just kind of like, I feel really sad. Because I see all this spewing out of people's mouths, and it's all exactly it's the opposite of beginner's mind. You think you're the expert on what people want and don't want and what they can and can't afford, and it's so ridiculous because it just stops you dead in the water. It stops you dead in the water. And you go, well, Mary Jo, but my experience, and I said, great. So you're going to live this life based on the limited experiences you've had. Instead of opening up your life to the massive possibilities that we've got out there. My only question for some of you who are taking this attitude about Hispanics is this. I said, do you not think that 2 years from now, just like we saw in South Africa, which, by the way, is 1/100th of the population of Mexico when you talk about the population that's even getting involved in Manitech in South Africa, do you really think that we're not going to have 17 to 20 presidentials, a platinum out of Mexico? I think we're going to have a platinum out of Mexico in the first 12 months. I don't think it's going to take a couple of years for Mexico to break a platinum. But that's what's going to happen. So all these preconceptions and judgments you have, be ready for that result. And, of course, for people that have these preconceptions and judgments, a lot of times when those results then occur, they just fall back on other rationale. They try to dig up in their brain reasons why. Well, that's because of this, or that's because they had an Amway business before, or that's because of this, or that's, you know, they'll make 101 excuses. Of why it worked for that person, exceptions, why that, instead of the reality, which is maybe, perhaps, my preconceptions were inaccurate to start with. So why don't I get rid of those and come from beginner's mind? What a terrific way to kick off your business in Mexico is come from beginner's mind. So basically, That's the gist. I'm not a Zen master by any means, but I believe in beginner's mind in an incredible way because I believe it impacts us in every aspect of our life and every relationship we have. And I hope today's talk kind of helped you maybe look at life and say maybe there's a way I can get a little bit unstuck if I start grappling and putting myself into a state of beginner's mind with certain issues and certain ideas and relationships and maybe it will free me up from experiencing the level of frustration and the drama in my life if I can truly step into the concept of beginner's mind and help you with your business by far, but also relationship with spouse and with kids and with people around you. It's a pretty incredible concept in terms of helping us grow and learn and be the best we can be. If that's something that you're striving to do in your life, then I suggest to take a look at this concept for yourself and start incorporating it. Okay, people, anyone have any comments? Anyone? I know there are a lot of people on this call that probably have mastered beginner's mind, but if you want to share some of that, you're welcome to do that now if you'd like. We're a little bit over, but I'm open to hear. A quiet group today. Did anyone get a good idea of how this might help them in terms of their lives today? Did this make some sense to you? Are you closed, totally closed out to it?
Mary Jo.
Yeah.
This is Evangelina.
Uh-huh.
And I'm working on this, what you're talking about, because as I meet people, I have to, I don't want to use the word I have to, but I choose to think.
There you go. Perfect language. I choose to.
Person
uh-huh.
before. I don't know their experiences or where they're coming from, but I am going to listen. And
right.
when I have something that I can connect and make a bridge with them, I will uh-huh. do so. But I will
wonderful.
Listen.
Wonderful.
To what
great.
They have to say. And it has made a huge, huge difference. In my
isn't
life.
It, isn't it fun? Are you enjoying it too? Isn't it fun?
Yes. I am living this moment. I am going to listen to what they have to say, and I'm not going to cram it down their throat. If they
yep.
want, that's fine. I've
yep.
already had an experience with somebody writing me back on email saying, I'm very content using the products that I have on the shelf, you know, here where I work.
Uh-huh.
And so when I met him face to face, he hugged me and he said, I hope it was not too harsh. And I looked him in the eye and said, I honor what you have to say, but you never said no. And I am not afraid of hearing a no from you.
Yahoo! Yep.
All it means is that you don't have enough info, you're not ready, but when you're dying, you will call me.
Right.
It was
there
just
you go.
Like a fun thing.
Yeah,
it,
great.
It felt so good to say.
I know. There you go. Love it. Evangelina, great, great talk. Great job, and keep it up. It's just, yeah, that open listening, the beginner's mind listening is terrific. Absolutely. Great. Who else?
Hey, Joe, I thought you had some great points, and I had only one question from the very beginning when you were talking about the Cinco de Mayo and Anatech is putting on, you know, with Tuesday Night Live. Were you saying that we should or should not be inviting prospects early stages?
I think you should invite prospects to Wednesday night. Because if they're prospects for the business side to help open for this opportunity of a lifetime that will only happen one time,
oh,
they need
okay.
to hear what Manatech's plans are as well. So I said definitely get them on a call, but the only reason I wouldn't bring them on a call is if they only speak Spanish. Then I would get them on at 7:30. But if they're bilingual and they understand English, then I would want them on at 6 o'clock.
And what about Tuesday Night Live?
Oh, Tuesday Night Live? I don't know what's going on Tuesday Night Live.
Okay.
I'm talking about Cinco de Mayo Wednesday night. Wednesday night is the presentation Manatech's doing on Cinco de Mayo.
Right. They're doing something that's like a lead-in to that on Tuesday.
I don't know that I would try to tie somebody up night right. after night. I would aim towards Cinco de Mayo.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
What, Mary Jo?
Uh-huh.
What is the telephone number for Wednesday night?
Do you get Manatech communications? From Manatech sent out a communication to everybody they have email addresses for, and they sent that out. So you should have it in your email bank. If you don't, I could send it out to people, but I hate to do that because everybody's gotten it so many times from Manatech already.
Is it the same 800 number?
I believe it's the same 800 number they do. Does anyone know on the call right now? Because I don't pay attention to the numbers. Lydia takes care of all that. I believe it's the same exact number that we always do, the live, Manatech Live. Look on manatechlive.com, okay?
I can't look on that.
Yes,
I'm really blind.
Computer stuff.
The Cinco de Mayo is the 800-846-4681.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Got it? Okay,
it's
there.
The
thank
same.
You.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. All righty. Great, great.
And I think this beginner's mind is something that we can incorporate in our lives with relationship to our families and friends.
Absolutely.
Learning to listen instead of learning instead of listening with our ears but not hearing the underlying thoughts and feelings that the other person has.
Really, absolutely true. It applies to every aspect of our life. Right. Okay, so there's somebody else who's trying to share too.
Yes, Mary Jo, it's Rudy, and I wanted to change my life and be at the dot the beginner's mind a while back with a story that I read in the news magazine. I get the EZ Magazine's newsletters and the Jim Rohn site and all that. Anyway, it might have been Brian Clemmer, I don't know, but he had a terrifically bad day, and so he went to a mass transit, I think it was a train, and he was traveling there, and this man with five kids that came on, the kids were unkept, they were out of control, and the man just kept staring ahead and, you know, not even paying attention, and finally he reached over and he was getting a headache, and finally he says, hey, you might want to rein the kids in because they might get hurt or something. And he looked around, he got the kids, he goes, I apologize, he goes, I wasn't even paying attention. He says, what happened? He says, I'm so tired, I'm wore out. We just spent 3 days as a kid's mother finally died after 3 days. And says, so we want to go home and get some rest. And then he says, I'll put things together and make the final arrangements. And boy, he's bad and says, holy smokes, I'll never be opinionated again.
Yeah. I've heard that story. It's a great one. And I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Was it Jim Rohn or Brian Tracy? One of those two. There's a great story, and it's all about our preconceptions. We get into so much judgment over things around us, and we have no clue what is happening in people's lives. We have no clue. We just need to be open and ready to learn, and ready to serve, and ready to... That's our... Okay, people, I love you all. We got to run. So, great. Take beginner's mind and run with it and just, you know, release those preconceptions and judgments and be open and ready to hear things differently. And it's going to serve you in an incredible way in terms of your Manatech business as well as your life. Okay. Love you all. Have a great week. And hope you're all on Wednesday Night Live and jump in on our Mexico opening. Once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.